we want to get an update on a story we've covered going back many years now. Some Vermont attorneys have been doing pro bono work representing detainees in the U.S. military prison in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. This week, attorneys David Slay and Robert Gensburg were informed that Abdul Zahir has been cleared for release, 14 years after he was imprisoned in the controversial facility. Joining us now with more information is attorney Bob Gensburg. Nice to have you back on the show, Bob.
Good morning.
Was it a surprise when you got word that Abdul Zahir would be cleared for release?
After 14 years, almost nothing would be a surprise. I think that both David and I thought when Abdul Zahir finally showed up on a periodic review board schedule that the government had decided that enough was enough, and we kind of had our hopes that it would be successful when we had the hearing 5 weeks ago.
And this periodic review board hearing, this is these were supposed to happen regularly. For a while they weren't. They seem to be happening a little bit more regularly now. And maybe you can explain what their purpose is.
Well, it's sort of, everything at Guantanamo is really different from anything that we're used to. But I would say that a periodic review board is somewhat like a parole board. The board holds a hearing and gathers information. It's made up of six very high-level government officials, and they try to make a determination whether a particular prisoner would be a threat to the national security if we were released from Guantanamo.
And it would appear that in this case they determined he's not a threat and can be released. That's the reading of that? That is exactly what they're saying?
That's correct. The main point that the Periodic Review Board made in its decision was its conclusion that my client, Abdul Zahir, had been misidentified as a weapons facilitator for Al-Qaeda. So he spent 14 years in prison because the government misidentified him as some kind of a bad actor.
And what was the pretense, or what was the what they had said they had detained him for? You said it's been determined that he may have been misidentified, but what was it that the U.S. government said he had been doing?
Well, basically, they charged him. We actually had a military commission against him started in 2006. He was charged with providing material aid to terrorism. He was a translator from Arabic to Pashto for a high-level Al-Qaeda military officer. He was accused of participating in a hand grenade attack on a Canadian journalist in March of 2002. And he was accused of being a weapons facilitator and a money facilitator for the same Al-Qaeda operative that he was translating for. Those were the three basic charges that the government made against him.
And it sounds like there's some sense that he may have been misidentified, wrongly identified for some of that, but that he perhaps was a translator?
Oh, he was a translator for the person they said he translated for. He was translating for the government of his country at the time that he was doing this work.
He's now been cleared for release. He's been deemed to be not a threat to the United States. Does that mean he can go back to Afghanistan where he's from, or will he be required to relocate in another country?
Well, we're hoping that he'll be returned to Afghanistan. We have a individual in the Afghanistan government who knows our client extremely well, and he'll be making an effort to clear the way, if that's the right phrase, for his return to Afghanistan. And Dave and I will be working with the State Department here in the United States, which is the department of the government that makes the arrangements to move the prisoners from Guantanamo to wherever they're going to go. But he's got an extended family in Afghanistan, and our hope is that he'll be returned there.
Extended family that includes two wives and children as well that still live there.
That's correct. He's got three children, one of whom he's never seen. He has two wives, which is just part of the culture of the country. His father-in-law is a wonderful person. I've talked to him quite often. And he's got a really good family that will welcome him home.
He's been cleared for release. Do you have a sense now of how long it takes from this announcement to when he can actually leave the prison? Because from my understanding, there are quite a few prisoners at Guantanamo who have been cleared for release but are not yet gone.
I know of one Afghanistan citizen who was cleared for release last September. And he's still in Guantanamo. I don't know what the holdup with him is. There are two Yemenis who were cleared for release in 2009, and they're also still in prison in Guantanamo.
So you don't have a sense of how long it will take for Abdul Zahir to be able to actually leave?
I really don't. All I can say is we're going to try as hard as we possibly can to make it happen very quickly.
It sounds like your client wasn't the only one recently cleared for release. On the same day, the ACLU put out a statement saying that Mohamedou Ould Slahi was also released. He's known for his Guantanamo diary, which was published last year. Do you know, Bob Ginsburg, was there a batch of detainees who went before the Periodic Review Board and were all cleared at the same time, or is it just coincidence that we've gotten at least a couple of names coming out at the same time?
I kind of think it's both. I think that the PRBs are accelerating their efforts to hold the hearings that the statute requires. And so as time goes on, I think the process is accelerating, and so there'll be more and more decisions coming down in the near future.
Although there aren't that many prisoners left, right? When you and David Slay started going down to Cuba and representing Abdul Zahir, there were hundreds of prisoners. Now there's under 100?
There are 76, I think, there right now. I think this is, among other things, I think it's part of the president's effort to, he can't close Guantanamo, so it's part of his effort to reduce the population there as much as possible.
Attorney Bob Ginsburg is one of the lawyers representing Abdul Zahir, a prisoner at Guantanamo Bay who's just been cleared for release after 14 years in the prison. Bob, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you for asking me.